been so busy talking about COVID and COVID vaccines lately, the go-ahead for one historic vaccine probably hasn't had as much press as it should have. There are 229 million cases of malaria each year, 94% of these being in Africa. And malaria is one of the top causes of childhood illness and death, with over 260,000 African children under the age of 5 dying annually. Children are thought to be most at risk of dying from malaria because they haven't had the same opportunity to build immunity as we have as adults. Following pilot immunisation programmes that have been running in Ghana, Kenya and Malawi since 2019, last month the World Health Organization recommended the widespread use of the first malaria vaccine for children in sub-Saharan Africa and other areas with widespread Plasmodium falciparum malaria. Four doses of the so-called RTSS vaccine are now recommended for children from the age of 5 months. The initial three doses to be given at a one-month interval, and then a final dose to be given at around 18 months of age. The vaccine prevents 40% of malaria cases and 30% of severe malaria. And with 2.3 million doses having been administered in trials, it has a good safety profile. Yes, this protection does seem relatively low, but when the scale of the problem is considered, with the hundreds of millions of malaria cases, this still means very significant numbers of lives saved. And of course, this vaccine isn't a one-stop shop in the fight against malaria. It's one weapon in the armoury and should be used alongside other preventive measures, including treated bed nets and drugs. So now the challenge is to get children vaccinated, something that's being worked on by governments, for example, as part of their national vaccination programmes, with the help of funding from organisations such as the Global Vaccine Alliance, Gavi, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. One step further in the fight against this deadly disease. That's it for this episode. Catch this podcast and others in the series at worldradio.ch/healthmatters. My name is Dr. Michelle Wright. Thank you for listening.